Yes! Well, this guy that we're going to talk to now is one of the absolute nicest men I've ever met to be an icon. Please welcome Dick Van Dyke. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Boy, every time I hear that music, I fall down.
Dick,
are you guys
I saw
awake? It's awfully early.
I saw you in the hallways of KLOS about 10 years ago, and you looked fantastic. And when I saw that you had written a book about how to keep healthy, even at the age of 90, I was intrigued as to what you put in the book, because you just don't look, you don't even look 60.
Oh, God. You should see me this morning.
So the book is called Keep Moving. What are people going to find if they pick it up?
Well, it was a book that my publisher suggested I write, at noticing that I was prier than some of my contemporaries, especially the dead ones. And I thought, well, that's, you know, Keep Moving is pretty much the book. But I sat down and started to write, and I realized there's so much more to it. Attitude, keeping the right attitude, and a little spirituality. There's a lot you can do, but moving, keeping moving is the bottom of it. Ordinarily, at this time of day, I'm at the gym. I go at 6 every morning.
Wow.
And as I tell my contemporaries, I go do what I can. I don't do a whole circuit if I don't feel like it. I give my age some respect. But if a guy can get going and get there, do what you can and come home, you'll be amazed how fast you progress and how much better you're going to feel. And you start getting spry again. I've seen 90-year-old guys do it, and it takes a little willpower.
Well, Mark, you know how else Mr. Van Dyke keeps moving? When you danced in that video for the Dust Bowl revival that came out, I think, earlier this year, that is one of my favorite music videos. And it's just you dancing, and it's fantastic.
Aren't those guys great?
Oh, it's just a great video. They're fantastic.
Well, yeah, they just came out to the house. We just winged that whole thing. Nobody knew we were going to dance. We just started.
It's awesome.
That band, I think, is going places.
We'll put it up on the Facebook page.
Authentic, older stuff. They do a real Dixieland and real ragtime sounding, just like they did back then. They do everything. Every one of those kids is a virtuoso. I love them.
If you just joined us, we're speaking with the great Dick Van Dyke. Andy, you had a question.
Yeah, I'm just looking at your body of work, all of the physical comedy, the pratfalls. If I were you then and you now, I would have some bumps and bruises from all of those years of all of the physical comedy that you did. How did you do all of that without ever getting seriously hurt?
Well, I was a real student of people like Buster Keaton and Stan Laurel. I learned how to fall. I once called up Chevy Chase, who was falling a lot on the old Saturday Night Live, but incorrectly. And sure enough, he's got a lot of injuries.
Huh.
You've got to learn to tuck and roll.
Right.
Now, Dick, let's go back.
On the Van Dyke Show, Carl Reiner didn't plan for there to be any particularly visual comedy, but he knew how much I loved it. So he let me do it whenever I had a chance to.
So let's talk about the Dick Van Dyke Show, because these days, when they put a new television show on the air, if it doesn't show good ratings within the first couple of showings, it's gone. There are even shows that have been canceled before they aired. And the Dick Van Dyke Show, you guys debuted, and it wasn't initially a big success, but the network gave you a year to find an audience, right?
Well, we got canceled at the end of the first season. But our producer went to Procter & Gamble down in Cincinnati and talked them into letting us do reruns in the summer. And we picked up an audience. And thank God we got back on the air. We would have been gone.
Let me give you a sweet memory.
Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this old wide world there's no happy blow. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chiri. A sweep is as lucky can be.
And you know, Dick, another movie that you were in that I absolutely adored was Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh, you did?
Oh, loved it.
Did you ever see the Broadway version?
I did not.
Well, you know, they kind of Hollywoodized it. They took out some of the very best numbers, I thought. the Broadway show was a two-hour romp. My God, it was fun. But the Hollywood one, I did not like as well. There's some awfully good music was left out.
I have a five-year-old son.
That's Hollywood for you.
I have a five-year-old son, Mr. Van Dyke, and we have all the Pixar movies, all the cartoons you'd ever want. This weekend, I said, okay, do you want to watch a movie? We can sit down and watch a movie. He wanted to watch Mary Poppins. He'd seen it 2 months ago for the first time, and he wanted to watch that again. And not only that, but my my wife was watching. It's like, Dick Van Dyke's hot. It's a favorite in our house.
What was that, 50 years ago?
Yeah.
Well, I've been told.
Those numbers, though.
I've nice. Been told, Dick, that we got to get you out. But the new book is called Keep Moving. This guy is 90, and he is as spry as a 50-year-old. Mr. Van Dyke, thank you so much for the time, and thank you for your body of work. You've entertained all of us.
I thank you for that.
Talk to you soon, Dick.